it was your fault. It was your fault that I was sitting in this poor, sorry state of mind. And if you would just do like I want you to do and act as if, my life would be okay. And really what I was demanding was perfection of you. Yeah, when you don't measure up to perfection and you don't do as I do, then I just manipulate you to like me. Ouch. I never find that out till doing a fourth step, by the way. So I get absolutely annihilated in step one because my reality is skewed and my thinking is trash. Yeah? My reality is skewed, my thinking is trash, and I'm absolutely delusional. And it's not until I stop scraping the bottom, yeah, that step one is working me. And I was introduced to that set-aside prayer. I love that set-aside prayer. It reminds me on a daily basis that I am not that smart. I am not that smart. And the big book backs that up too. Yeah, it doesn't matter what my conception of God is. Yeah, it's inadequate. It's inadequate. Not enough. And so whatever my finite brain that is encapsulated in this skull can come up with today, that's as much as I can do. Yeah, the power of prayer is enormous in my life. And that has become such a huge vehicle for me. I've learned to do my best to steer the women that I sponsor in that path. Because I am human and I am fallible. And I have this thing called the will, which always wants to choose me. I don't know about your guys' self-will. I like choose me every day of the week. Call in sick for go surf. That's me. Just call in sick. No need or reason. You know, stay home, play with the dog. I don't know. I always like choose me. And because there was this that small kind capacity to be honest, you know, just that we've been kicking it around quite a bit. Yeah, that 1% capacity to be honest. And in that 1% is the power of choice. And what do I do with that power of choice today? You know, am I making decisions based on self, which give me poop, shame, and misery? Or do I make decisions that support my relationship with God, which gives me joy, peace, happiness, forgiveness, compassion, and love? And for some people, that's a tough choice. And I don't know what it's like to choose a spiritual path until I start choosing a spiritual path. And I don't know what it's like to give it away in love and service until I have worked the steps and I have a purpose for giving it away in love and service. And so we did that. Yeah, I started working some steps with Erin, and I love her. I love her choke. Super grateful. I said that already. That's okay. I can never be more grateful. There are no amount of words to show the level of gratitude that I have for that woman. We worked some steps, and I got to find out some stuff about me via the fourth column of the fourth step. I found out some nasty, grosser handicaps. Yeah, that fourth column is a doozy. It was a doozy in my life. And I had found out that some of the grosser handicaps, because I thought I was misunderstood. I was misunderstood because you don't understand that I have morals. I have morals and philosophical convictions, right? Morals is how I behave, and my philosophical convictions is how I think. So if I think and act the way that is delusional, I'm always going to think that I'm misunderstood. And I thought I was misunderstood, which also made the event of the resentment false. Oh, delusional. Still delusional in step four. And I felt misunderstood because deep down inside of me, I felt that I was, you know, God's gift to woman. Actually, I wasn't God's gift. I was the queen of this earth. Yeah, I was. I'm not the center of the storm. I am the storm. And I don't see those things until I put the pen to paper, until I sit there and I pray a prayer and I ask God to guide my pen. Because of myself, I'm going to choose myself. And I'm not going to put the pen to paper. I get dishes for wash. Got to feed the kids. Got to put gas in the truck. We can increase the list at infinitum about why we don't put the pen to paper on step four. I don't know, maybe you have to go make doo-doo.